Most people think wealth building is all about finding the perfect investment. But here's what smart wealth builders know that most don't. Your age and tax bracket can create wealth accelerators that most people completely miss. In fact, there's a specific strategy for 35-year-olds that could cost you six figures in retirement if you're doing what everyone else is doing. So stay tuned because I'm about to reveal the smartest wealth decisions by age and income level that could transform your financial future. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. I'm also the author of Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life, and the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. My book is available August 6th, and you can order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Today, we're diving into the 4 critical age brackets that determine your wealth building strategy, starting at age 25 and going through each decade of life. So whether you're just getting started or you're getting close to retirement, there's actionable content in every step of the way. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Wealth Building 3.0 is about knowing what to do with your money at your stage of life and income level. You know, each bracket has its own advantages, its own investment priorities, and wealth accelerators that most people completely miss. But before we dive into the strategies that I think can change your financial life, so I'd love if you subscribed and hit the notification bell because next week's episode is Wealth Building 4.0, and you're not going to want to miss that one. And also, you're going to want to stick around until the very end of this episode because the final wealth decision I'm sharing could be the difference between a comfortable retirement and a truly rich one. So let's start with the foundation years, age 25 to age 35. If you're in your 20s or early 30s, congratulations, you've got time on your side, like Marty McFly with a DeLorean. This is your wealth building sweet spot. But here's what most people mess up. The tax bracket reality check. Most 25 to 35 year olds are in the 12 or 22% federal tax bracket. Your tax rate gives you a massive wealth building opportunity. So wealth decision principle number one, under 22, a Roth is all you should do. Between 22 and 32, do a combo of the two. And over 35, pre-tax should be prioritized. So strategy number one for the foundation years. If you're under the 22% tax bracket, you're essentially getting a tax discount on your future wealth. Here's the math that'll blow your mind. If you start at age 25, putting $7,000 in a Roth IRA and $15,000 in a Roth 401k annually, by age 65, you'll have over $5.6 million at an 8% return, completely tax-free. But if you wait until age 35 to start that same strategy, you'll have only $2.5 million. That 10-year delay just cost you about $3 million. Strategy number two is high growth investment focus. Put your more aggressive investments in your Roth 401k or Roth IRA. Focus on growth over dividends. You can handle volatility because you have decades to recover. Strategy number three in your foundation years is house hacking. Consider buying a duplex. Live in one side and rent the other. The tax benefits are incredible, and you could deduct expenses, depreciation, and build equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'll reveal the massive mistake 35 and 45-year-olds make that can cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. So from age 35 to 45 is the acceleration phase. This is your peak earnings years. This is like being Ron Burgundy. You're kind of a big deal. Your income is climbing, but so are your expenses and potentially your tax brackets. So here's the tax bracket reality. You're likely hitting the 24% federal tax bracket or possibly even the 32%. This is where tax strategy becomes critical because every dollar you save in taxes is a dollar that can compound for 20 to 30 years. So during this acceleration phase, let's talk about some strategies. Strategy number one is the blended approach, pre-tax and Roth. You're in what I call the tax bracket blend zone. Between 22 and 32% tax brackets, you want to blend both pre-tax and Roth contributions. Here's the play. If you're at a 24% tax bracket, put 5% in your pre-tax for the immediate tax deduction and the rest in your Roth 401k. You're hedging your bets on future tax rates while getting some benefits now. Strategy number two is the tax arbitrage play, pre-tax priority above 35. And here's where Wealth Building 3.0 really kicks in. If you're above the 35% tax bracket, pre-tax contributions should be your priority, because that immediate tax deduction is worth serious money. But here's a crucial point to Wealth Building 3.0. You want to maximize tax advantage accounts. If you're only putting $15,000 in your 401k, you're leaving some serious money on the table. Starting at age 35, maxing your 401k at $23,000 versus $15,000 gives you almost an extra $1 million by retirement. Even starting at 45, that difference is nearly $400,000. Don't be the person who says, I wish I would have known, or I wish I would have at age 65. Strategy number three is the backdoor Roth strategy. If you make too much money for a traditional Roth IRA, use the backdoor method. You contribute to a non-deductible traditional IRA and convert it to a Roth. It's the secret strategy to Wealth Building 3.0. Strategy number four is taxable account investing. Start putting a percentage in a taxable investment account on top of your Roth IRA or your Roth 401k. Set up a single or joint investment account on your own or with an advisor. Invest in high-quality stocks and broad-based ETFs. Buy things you can hang on to for long periods of time. This isn't about setting and forgetting like a crock pot, but buy good quality investments, diversified in parts of the world as well as different asset classes. Focus on low turnover mutual funds or low-cost ETFs. And also be aware of tax loss harvesting. This helps you offset gains in your taxable investment account. You can sell losing positions to offset gains in other parts of your portfolio. You can also deduct up to $3,000 in losses against your ordinary income annually. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the wealth preservation phase. And I'm going to share a strategy that most people discover too late. So the wealth preservation phase, you're now in what I call the Adam Sandler phase. You're not too young anymore, but you're not ready to slow down either. This decade is kind of a make or break time in your life. You're likely in your highest earnings years, possibly hitting the 32% or even the 35% tax bracket. Here's the awesome thing. You also have the most tax advantage saving opportunity. Wealth decision principle number two, tax strategies can expire. So take advantage of them while they're here. So during this phase, let's talk about some wealth strategies. Strategy number one, pre-tax priority plus catch-up contributions. When you're in a higher tax bracket, likely 32% or higher, pre-tax contributions should be a priority. You're in your peak earnings years, so that tax deduction is worth serious money, and you could be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. At age 50 plus, you can contribute an extra $7,500 to your 401k, and $1,000 to your Roth IRA or IRA. That's $31,000 in 401k contributions plus $8,000 in IRA contributions. This is a use it or lose it. This is like getting a bonus round in wealth building. Here's the math on catch-up contributions that most people miss. From age 50 to 65, if you max out with catch-ups, $31,000 versus just the regular max of $23,500, that extra $7,500 annually becomes an additional $220,000 by retirement. That's a lot more money for just knowing about catch-up contributions. So strategy number two is health savings accounts and the triple tax advantage. If you have a high deductible health plan, max out the HSA. It's deductible going in, grows tax-free, and comes out tax-free for medical expenses. And after age 65, you can withdraw for any reason, but you have to pay income tax like a traditional IRA. So it's a great tool in Wealth Building 3.0 because you get a triple tax advantage. Strategy number three is pre-retirement Roth conversions. This is huge. If you retire before claiming Social Security, you might have a few years in lower tax brackets. So think about converting traditional IRA money or traditional 401k money to Roth accounts during these lower income years. Coming up next, the 65 plus strategies that separate comfortable retirees from truly wealthy ones. I consider 65 plus the optimization phase. You've made it to retirement, but it doesn't mean your wealth strategy goes on vacation. Now let's talk about wealth decision principle number three, retirement isn't the end of wealth building. It's the beginning of wealth optimization. Here's the tax bracket reality. Your income might be lower, but Medicare premiums, required minimum distributions, and Social Security taxation create some unique challenges for some retirees. But there's good news. With the big, beautiful tax bill, there's now higher standard deductions and a new bonus deduction. So strategy number one during this optimization phase is the three-year Roth conversion. This is really, really important to know. This is a sweet spot. For a married couple over 65, you now get regular standard deductions of $31,500 plus the existing age bonus of $3,200. And on top of that, you get an additional $6,000 bonus deduction for each spouse. So that's $46,700 completely tax-free. So this new $6,000 bonus deduction is only available from 2025 through 2028. So you've got a four-year window to take advantage of this opportunity. If you're 65 plus and you're in a lower tax bracket than you were during your working years, this is like getting a free wealth transfer to your future self. This is an awesome opportunity to think about doing some type of Roth conversion plan to use that bonus deduction while it's still here. Single filers get $23,750 in total deductions that they could also use to do a Roth conversion plan. This is absolutely massive for tax planning. Strategy number three in this optimization phase is Social Security timing. Every year you delay claiming Social Security past the full retirement age, up to age 70, your benefits increase by 8%. That's a guaranteed return better than most investments. By delaying Social Security, this also gives you a window of opportunity to do Roth conversions if it makes sense for your particular situation. Strategy number four is tax-efficient withdrawals. Generally, you want to withdraw from taxable accounts first, then tax-deferred accounts, then Roth accounts last. But this can vary based upon your tax situation. Look at where you are in your tax bracket. That's going to determine what accounts to draw from and in what amounts. So now let's talk about putting this all into practice. Here's the strategy I promised that could make a significant difference in your wealth building, regardless of your age. So let me paint you a picture of what an age-appropriate wealth-building strategy looks like over a lifetime. Imagine starting at age 25 with an $80,000 income, contributing just 5% to a Roth 401k and increasing it by 0.5% each year. From age 35 to 45, your income grows to $140,000 and you bump up your contributions to 10% and increase that by 1% annually and then start maxing your Roth IRA once your 401k hits the limit. From age 45 to 55, you're making $200,000. You add an HSA account, use catch-up contributions, and blend Roth and pre-tax accounts. From age 55 to 65, you add contributions of 5% going into a taxable investment account and maximize everything. The result? You contribute about $1.2 million over 40 years and end up with $4.5 million at age 65. That's almost four times your money through the power of compound growth and smart wealth decisions. And remember, much of this is tax-free because you followed the age tax matrix and wealth building 3.0 principles. This isn't just about picking investments. It's about creating a systematic approach that evolves with your life and your income. As Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. So don't miss these wealth building opportunities throughout your life. So here's five action steps you can take right now. Action step number one, calculate where you are in this life cycle wealth journey that I just outlined. Action step number two, implement the next level strategy for your current age and income bracket. Step number three, automate your increases. Set up it to be 0.5% or 1% in annual bump to your contributions. Strategy number four, schedule your future transitions. Know when you'll hit catch-up age, when to add HSA accounts, and when to start taxable investing. Step number five, subscribe if you haven't already and hit the notification bell because next week we're going to discuss Wealth Building 4.0, which could accelerate your wealth building even further without having to save more. Remember, going from $1.2 million in contributions to $4.5 million in wealth isn't magic. It's mathematics combined with time and the right strategy for each phase of your life. So thanks for listening to today's episode. Make sure you tune in next week. Until then, Keep making every wealth decision count. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the pre-order link in the description of this podcast. And once again, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or a family member, like, subscribe, or make a comment. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.